Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There is a special reason to look to the sky tonight. I'm Michael Calhoun in the newsroom, and joining us via Skype on Total Information AM is NASA's Hubble Space Telescope Deputy Project Manager, Jim Jeletic, and he's going to talk to us about this meteor shower that's going to be in the sky tonight. And Jim, thank you for joining us, first of all.
Well, thanks for having me.
And tell us about the show that we can catch out tonight.
Well, you know, it's supposed to be a spectacular meteor shower where you could actually see maybe 120 an hour if you're in a dark area. Basically, what's happening is the Earth's going through a debris field that's the result of an asteroid that's going by. And as you go through that field, various space rocks and dust from that field are entering the Earth's atmosphere. And as they burn up, they streak across the sky. So it's very easy to see. You really just look up and you're going to see them go in all directions. But if you look south and you find those three stars that are right next to each other in a row, they're known as Orion's Belt in the Orion constellation. And up above Orion is the constellation Gemini, the twins. And all those streaks of light are going to appear to be coming from the direction of Gemini, which is why it's called the Geminid meteor shower. So it should be spectacular. You grab a cup of hot chocolate, a blanket or a lounge chair, or lay on your back and look up at the sky, grab some friends, and you get to see a free holiday light show, compliments of Mother Nature.
Wow. And talk about Hubble and what they've discovered. I understand there's a new holiday image of an object that we could also see.
Yep. You know, there's lots of things to look at in the night sky. A lot of them are called Messier objects. This is one of them. It's called Messier 79, and we took a new image of a globular cluster. This is a pack of 150,000 stars. Those are all like packed together like a snowball. They're really close to each other, and you can see some gorgeous stars in them. There's the big red ones that are the old red stars that are bulking up because they're losing their gas and they're about to die, and there's some stars that look young because they're blue, but they're actually stealing, their old stars stealing gas from their neighbors, and so now they look young again. So this is just a spectacular image. You can see it by looking underneath Orion's Belt. You kind of go down about halfway back down toward the horizon, and you'll see it in there, but you're probably going to want a pair of binoculars for that one, or a small telescope, because it's kind of dim, and you'll see it a lot easier if you can look through one of those. But it's a spectacular image of stars that are 11.7 billion years old.
And Jim, when it comes to, besides the hot chocolate, what else should people grab? What else should people do to prepare? Maybe a certain positioning, a certain location, obviously try to get a lot away from lights, I would assume. But what advice do you have for people who want to go out tonight and look up at the sky?
Other than the hot chocolate, the first thing you're going to want to know is you got to let your eyes adjust. So you're going to want to go out about a half hour early, because you're going to want your eyes to get used to the dark sky so you can see these streaks. You can really just pretty much look up toward the top of the sky, and in any direction you're going to see these streaks, but realize that they're only going to last for a fraction of a second to maybe 1 or 2 seconds for the really bigger objects as they come into the sky. So they're kind of fleeting. You're only going to see 1 or 2 a minute if you're in those really dark areas of the sky. You can see them even if you get clouded out tonight. You know, the good news is that this is a meteor shower and it goes on for many. You'll be able to see them continuing through the weekend. But, you know, right now the peak is tonight about 2 a.m. Eastern time. But I'll be out there probably around 10 p.m. Eastern time to look at them, just because I don't want to stay up as late. But I won't see as many, but I'll still get to see some.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jim.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.